Hello there. Welcome back to the Pathfinder 101 podcast. Thanks for tuning in. My name is Swanik Jaikumar. For those of you listening for the first time, I started Pathfinder 101 with the intention of examining various professions beyond the basics by interacting with experienced professionals from various careers. This blog and podcast are from a high schooler's point of view, so I hope you benefit from some of the information provided in the various blog posts and interviews. Product managers are frequently compared to CEOs because they often have to complete the tasks of a CEO on a smaller scale within a business. They're put in charge of entire products or services and are held responsible for the entire product cycle from start to finish. Some successful CEOs, like Marissa Mayer of Yahoo and Sundar Pichai of Google, were once product managers themselves. Today's interview will be with Mr. James Sharp, Senior Director of Product and Data as a Service at Numerator. He has previously worked at BCG, KPMG, Sparefoot, and his own startup, Haystack ABI. We will be discussing why Mr. Sharp chose to become a product manager and his journey to his current role at Numerator. Hello, Mr. Sharp. Thanks for joining.
Swanik, how are we doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing all right.
What did you want to become when you were a high school student? And what factors made you consider that, such as like parents, mentors, or experiences?
What did I want to be grow up? I don't know. I didn't know. I really hadn't thought it all through. I probably entered senior year, just being like, I got to get into college. I wasn't quite sure what I wanted to go to school for. I knew what I was thinking about. I was interested in humanities. I was interested in colleges, liberal arts. I didn't have a business bone in my body. My father was a doctor. I didn't want to go into medicine. They appealed to me. So I kind of crossed that off the list. Honestly, a lot of kind of family friends and a lot of the people in my family were also doctors. So I didn't have a ton of kind of mentors or other people outside of a business space or outside of the medicine space. I had never really like interned or anything in high school. I'd never really seen the business world. I probably going into my senior year, probably thought that the world was kind of doctors, lawyers, and the people who worked for corporations. And so kind of went into senior year just saying, hey, I'm going to go get into school. I'm going to go to, at the time, I don't even remember what was on my list. I'm going to go to school and I was going to get a Bachelor of Arts, kind of where it was shaking out. And I was like, I'll figure it out once I get there. So kind of one of those things where I didn't think too much about it. I mean, I honestly didn't think much about it until I got a lot of the way through undergrad. But in high school, to summarize, I didn't, and I didn't have a big network. I think about means, I just kind of hoped to figure it out.
So at that time, what were like the different factors you considered in choosing your college? And looking back, what are some factors that you wish you had considered in choosing your college?
So that's a great question. So let's see. So my junior year, I went to college with the same group, about 20 of us. And we went from Raleigh, North Carolina, to Boston. We hit all the schools. I don't know if I had been to many colleges before that. I mean, I'd been at a football game or two. Nope, that was my second. I'd been to a football game at UT, to a small school called Austin College. My parents weren't huge kind of college school spirit type people. My sister went to Baylor, so I went to Baylor a few times. So I go on this college trip and kind of was like, wow, these are colleges. This is a thing. I was listening on all these tours. I'm like, oh, you build your own major, you make your own major. We've got 175 majors. We've got all this stuff, a lot. And I visited UPenn along the way and loved the city. I love the field. It's pretty cool. All these schools are kind of saying a lot of the same. I was not, again, let's go back. I was not like functionally right. So I watched people who were like, I'm going to go to engineering MIT, right? I wasn't. I was like, all right, I want to go to a school. I wanted to go to a smaller school. Smaller, not small. I wanted to go to school in a city. I wanted to get out of Texas for a little bit. I was born and raised. Family, so if I was going to take 4 years, I might as well go somewhere else. So I liked the feel, liked the vibe. I liked the city. And when I started looking at Penn more formally for applications, Penn had a number of dual degree programs at St. Mark's. I recognize the time, and I still believe humanities approach of interdisciplinary study, really, really interesting way to learn. My brain loves looking at things that way. And Penn offered kind of a dual type program called the Huntsman program, which was international relations and business. And I was like, oh, that sounds, let's apply to that. Applied to that, did not get in. But I got in to Penn. It's just a great school. Really liked it. I liked the general curricula. I liked that the school approached interdisciplinary study and had that as an offering. And again, like it was graceful. So I jumped at him and I applied early. That was kind of the major factor was when I was applying early decisions, it had something that just intellectually really resonated with me. And so I leaped.
You talk a little bit about your journey from after college to where you are today, and then just give a brief outline about what a typical day or week looks like for you.
Yeah. So let's see. So I got into school and probably halfway through my first year, my dad said, you know, you're going to have to learn. You thought about what comes next. You spent all this time elementary school and high school getting ready for now I'm in college. Okay. Well, got it. Something comes after this. Right. And so I started talking to some people. I started actually networking with documents. I kind of leaned toward, okay, well, law. I like studying. It was law thing. So I kind of went the traditional pre-law track, not declaring. And I woke up after my sophomore year, and I was in a summer class at Penn that I was taking while I was doing. I realized I didn't want to be a lawyer. And so I've been taking some kind of pre-law classes and mind them. I do not want to do this. I'm not as thought I was. And so, I kind of had that awakening. I don't know what I want to do. I was in a fraternity at the time, and homecoming rolls around October and I started talking to older fraternity. What do you do? Just like, I got to figure this thing out. What do you do? Right. Let's sit down just for 15 minutes. What do you do every day? And I listened to people who were in government work. They were working in foreign policy. You know? And I talked to people who were in consulting. And the people who were in consulting were like, okay, I solve problems using a lot of different, those problems change every, you know, 2 months or so. And so, well, that sounds super interesting. I mean, I get to just like basically learn new things every few months. And I consider myself a decently intellectually curious person. I like doing new things. I get bored fairly as well. So I need to pick up new things. This sounds awesome. So talked to a few more of them. Everyone I talked to, I said, well, this sounds like a great next step. So that's what I did. I started studying. I started talking to people. What is it? You're a consultant? And I went and became a consultant after undergrad. So I started my career in 2012 at the Boston Consulting Group in Dallas. Moved back to Dallas and worked as a generalist in my teeth. And after 3 years of doing that, I woke up one day and said, hey, I'm not getting the actual stimulus. I've been kind of doing this for 3 years. Time to go try something new. Time to go try something that's going to take me into a different area. Was looking for better work-life balance at the time as well, and wanted something that was emotionally stimulating, wanted something that was new. And honestly, pure luck. I heard from a company through a coworker at BCG about a startup in Austin that was hiring for strategy. It's been aligned pretty nicely for strategy roles. Went and worked at a startup for 2 years. Kind of knew at that point that I was going to go to business school at a certain point. I'd taken the GMAT. I scored where I wanted to score. And when you take the GMAT, you get a certain window of time. I don't know, your 5 years to use it to go to school. Right? It expires, but like you don't have to go the very next. So I'd taken it. I'd gotten where I wanted it. I was like, all right, I'm going to go do the startup thing for a couple of years. So I did that for a few years, and I went off to business school, which is time in Chicago, University of Chicago. Again, to learn. That there were aspects of my business acumen that I wanted more formal learning in, formal education in some things. And I also just wanted a break to think about my own thing to work on. I've been working on my own startup at the time that I went to business school, and I ran that for me down into the success I wanted. So that then led to where I am now. So post business school, I did another stint in consulting for a year or so, and then found myself at my current company. Kind of luck of the draw. I had a friend reach out because he's coming for someone, chief of staff, the CEO. I am still interested in kind of generalist cross-functional roles, and found myself here, and now found myself kind of in a product role because I spent 14 months as chief of staff. I realized that there were additional areas of development, especially as it relates to ownership and P&L responsibility and working as a leader rather than as just a support role. Had that opportunity in seasons. And so that's what I do now. I'm a product lead for one of our data. So long-winded path. So to summarize the path, I didn't know where I wanted to. I know what I find interesting. I know what I find not interesting. I know what I'm good at, and I know what I want to become good. And so that is how I've made a lot of career decisions. Am I enjoying the thing I'm doing now? And there's a lot of levels to fulfill and like personally, emotionally by the role. And if not, what do I think will provide that? And it's funny when you asked me about high school, I thought that there were four jobs I could do. I mean, there's limited I've not been someone driven toward a major end goal. I like to learn. I like to work hard, and I like to have a good life along the way. And so I have tried to find roles that accommodate that. And I've been fairly successful at doing so. So that answers the path. I think the second half of your question was, what do I do? Is that right? All right. So I work as a product lead for a tech company in Chicago called Numerator. We specialize in consumer insights and market research. So we gather information and use that to identify buying behavior. I run a product line. Means I work with a team of junior product managers in order to design our product offering within a specific vertical. So a lot of my work, understanding client needs, trying to crystallize those into very specific requirements that we can actually go and develop, and working both technical and non-tech to develop those features and those requirements into products. That it's software, primarily working with tech engineers, but I also do a lot of work with kind of our marketers and our sales. So on a day-to-day basis, I'm in a lot of meetings, meeting with a lot of people, whether they're clients or internally, trying to figure out what in the world is actually going on, what in the world we can go do to make more money.
So could you talk about the role that networking has played in your journey, and also briefly outline any skills or abilities that you find particularly useful in your day-to-day job, like communication or being able to write well or something like that?
Yeah, it's a good question. So the role of the network, I think this is a tricky question. I've not gotten a job in my career by applying to LinkedIn. I have gotten every job, I've gotten my foot in the door cultivating, whether they're alums of the school, whether they are friends that I've made along the way, whether they are second degree connections of coworkers. Each of my roles has happened. So as basic, I was an international relations major trying to go work at BCG and applying against a number of people, Wharton undergrads and 2.0s, and either in the maths or engineering or in. When I first applied to BCG, I did not run around it. I stayed in touch with an captain who had gotten into, and I stayed in touch with him over the summer. And I worked to get to know him. I had coffees with him when he was in town, and I tried to form an actual relationship with the guy. And I think that was critical in understanding the process and the recruiting environment, and to know BCG and understanding that was a place that I wanted to be. And so through all that understanding, I think that helped me put my best foot forward when the time came. The role that I got after BCG was sent around to the associate class by a BCG coworker, because it was a close friend of hers. I don't think I would have heard about it otherwise. I say this is a tricky question. I think networking is a very tricky thing. I think most people think network going out and just finding, having some conversation with them and learning a little bit, and then trying to create kind of a web, right? I think that that works. I prefer to form a lot more tight knit, get to know people who are doing things that are really interesting, even if it has nothing to do, right? Because you never know, right? You never know if those people are going to be doing what they're going to be doing down the road. Everyone's lives change. So I think networking for the purpose of finding a job is a difficult thing. I think forming really close relationships with smart people who are doing things aligned with what you in your life is a very, very smart move to play. Because one, you'll find it intellectually rewarding, and two, you'll be rewarding, whether it's because you'll find a new job or because you'll just have someone. I don't like the term networking, but let's call it relationship. Building relationships has been core. So other skill. Again, really, really interesting question. So when I was at St. Mark's, like I mentioned, I loved the English and history, or humanities and history, right? But AP Lit, and Dr. Westray, all the history classes and some philosophy with Stagg, and all of that, right? Loved reading. I still love reading. When I graduated school, went to work for BCG, the most important skill set that I had at that time was the math skills that I learned from Millay and stuff. And I did not consider myself a math. But the ability to think logically and orderly and dissect complicated subjects and reinterpret them as math is an unbelievably important skill. Someone fresh out of college who was working basically to provide analytical horsepower to teams, that skill set was far none. Now in my day-to-day job, a lot more of my job now is built around communication, like understanding complex ideas and then trying to crystallize into simple concepts. I think that's just something you build over time. But the ability to clearly communicate complex ideas is a skill that I think matters in whatever field. At a certain point, you will try to become an expert in whatever field you're in. That means other people, you will be working with people who may not be experts in it. And so the ability to communicate complex content to non-technical and non-complicated audiences is really important. So the first skill, just general rapid math acumen, the ability to think about things mathematically. Second one, communication, complex process, and breaking them down into subcomponents. The third piece that I would mention, which I think is a product of more broadly, is intellectual curiosity. I think it is a skill because I think it's you hone over time, it's you work like muscle, right? As long as you are curious and as long as you're learning things, you will advance. The moment you think that you have everything figured out, and the moment you stop being curious or you get too stressed and you just can't find the time to keep learning, is the moment your career is going to start. And so I think that's that thing is the foundational skill that underpins the market.
So this next question is sort of two part. So if someone wanted to go into consulting or product management, what advice would you, if they were a high schooler that was like planning on going into these two fields, what advice would you give to them? And then if someone else, this is the second part, if someone else was undecided on what they wanted to do in college, what advice would you give to them about like sort of figuring that out?
My advice for both of them would be the exact same thing that I've told many of Marksman, who's a freshman, who's contacting. Spend 2 years in college and figure out who you are, right? Figure out what interests you. Just take time. You're going to be stepping into a world where this structure is pulled away from you, where there's no one guiding you toward an SAT that you have to get a certain score on or do a certain. At this point, it's just like, hey, you're going to go to this place. 4 years later, you're going to graduate with a degree and that's it, right? So if you think you have it figured out, great. If you think you have no idea about what to do, also great. Take a year or 2 years to just explore what makes you happy. Figure out who you are. Figure out like the bedrock of who you are. Figure out what interests you. Don't worry about the other things, because what you're going to do is you're going to create a target, you create a circle, and you're going to mold yourself to that circle. And you're going to wake up one day and that circle, if you're right, awesome, right? Great. If you're wrong, which is a much higher probability chance of being 100%, you're probably not going to be 100% accurate about where you're going to end, right? It's just very hard to pull off. If you're wrong, it is better to be wrong and understand yourself than to be wrong and not, because then you're back to square. So square peg, round hole, right? Before you try to figure out how to squeeze you, the square peg, into job, the round hole, figure out what makes you the square peg, right? Because there may be less circular holes out there for you, right? Like I talked to a ton of people who have just graduated from Marks who are clearly doing the networking to understand how to go to BCG. And I tell them all the same thing, right? I got rejected from BCG, made it to a final round, flubbed the interview, did not get it, right? Still ended up working. So like, do you want to listen to my advice, which is don't get the internship and still go work there, right? Or do you want to listen to people who tell you, hey, you got to go to intern? Like all the paths are different. The thing that the world needs more of is people who are genuinely authentic, who understand who you can spend 2 years and by your junior year in college, you know what interests you, you know what drives you, you know what motivates you, you know what intellectually is fascinating. You're going to be fine, right? Because at that moment, once you can clearly communicate who you are and what you want to do, there will be people at that time who can help you go figure that out, right? They're not going to go away, right? There will be alums, there will be people in your network, they'll be there, right? Take some time to figure out who you are so that when you go and have the conversation with those people as a junior or going into your junior year or maybe going into the second half of your sophomore year, because I know things are harder and faster than they were when I was even in school 12 years ago, you're going to be able to have a better conversation. You just are, because you'll be able to clearly enunciate what it is and why you versus just, hey, I've seen people who have gone into consulting and it's a really good career track, so I want to go. Okay. So that's how you go into those things. I'd be remiss if I didn't say, okay, well, how do you go figure out what interests you? Talk to people, sit down, have coffee with people, learn about what they do, right? Like in depth, right? Like take a variety of internships, like just low stakes ones. Right. Not like, hey, I'm going to take this energy to do this plan. Just do those things. Right? Offer to help people with the work. Right? If you think you're interested in doing like product management, come talk to me. Right. I can give you a problem to think about. You can see what it takes to think about the problem. If you hate thinking about the problem, you think about doing something else. Right. But I would say so to summarize kind of where I'm going with this, you're embarking into a whole new world that is has a lot less structure, has a lot less clarity than the world you're leaving at St. Mark's. There are going to be a ton of people out there who will be able to help you explore who you are and what you're interested in. Take the time, take that to explore with. Go in with a preconceived notion of exactly what you want to do. You want to miss the opportunity to explore. And there's not a lot of opportunities to do that. Once you've done that exploration, there will be people there to help you with the next thing. But I'm just saying, don't skip that exploration step. It's an extremely valuable one that I think too many people just, they're so focused on the next thing. You've got 4 years in college to just go figure out who you are before you have any like long-term responsibility. Don't worry about after college before you have even done college, right? There's so many of us who just, yeah, we'd love to go, right? But don't worry about what happens 4 years down the road.
I guess my last question is, do you have any final comments or advice about this topic?
Yeah, it's. So if you're someone who has it figured out, already figured out where you want to end up, that there are going to be lots of people out there. Listen to them openly, listen to yourself. But there are people out there, and I would say talk to people. I've never figured out what it is. I never figured it out. Right. I like working on interesting things. I like working with interesting people along the way. So if you're one of those people who has not figured, don't worry, right? I've spent so much, and I still think about it. But what am I going to do now? It can be scary and it can be a lonely feeling when you're entering senior year, when you're a freshman in college, when you're a sophomore in college, when you're a senior in college, 5 years out of college, to watch people who you think have it all figured out. You have a destination in mind and they're building their career toward. And you might be sitting there just saying, oh my God, they haven't figured out. I don't have it figured out. What am I going to do? Competition. Oh my God, like this is all going to fall apart. It is a terribly lonely. And the tendency is going to be to look for an answer. The best advice I can give was given to me by a friend when I was 25 and I was my next step, which is this can feel like a slog, like you're walking down a dark, swampy hallway and you're looking for the light bulb, right? There may not be a light bulb. Instead, what you should figure out is how do you make this log enjoyable? You walk better. Focus on the process. Focus on your day-to-day. Focus on what makes you happy now. Like stop looking for the light bulb. Some people have the light bulb, right? My father was 8 years old. He decided he wanted to be a doctor and became a doctor. And that's what he did for his entire career. He was a doctor. I had to figure it out. I watched that and I was like, making sense to me. And I didn't make any sense to him, right? I've had five jobs since I graduated undergrad 10 years ago. He had one job since he graduated med school, right? For 4 years. So just two different paths, right? Neither's better than the other. You can build an incredibly successful career and have a really, really good life by just doing interesting things until they're no longer interesting to you and finding another interest. And so when you have that feeling and you look around, you're worried that you're doing the wrong thing and you're trying to find that light bulb, don't worry about it. Reach out to people who have done lots of different things because they're probably in the same boat, right? Come talk to me if you're feeling that way, right? I've done a lot of different things. And God knows I'll do different things forward in my but don't get too spellbound by the myth of there being an exact career purpose. You have an absolutely great life just figuring it out as you go. So there's a lot of us who have done on a bad plea. And so that's my advice. Figure out your process. Figure out the process that helps you understand yourself. Do what's interesting. Let the cards fall as they go. The last metaphor that I'll drop was from a St. Mark's alum that I talked to when I was going to business school. And I don't know if I necessarily want to agree with the decades here, but it's roughly right, which is if you want to take off and soar, some people will figure out from an early age exactly what plane it is, and they'll start building that from scratch from the beginning. One day they'll fly that. If you don't know, then when you're in your 20s, just start paving the runway. Start picking up pieces here and there of skills, relationships, experiences, names on your resume that you think are valuable. Go and pave the runway, right? When you're in your 30s, you've got 10 years on your belt, which is a lot of time, right? You haven't even started college yet. And we're talking about 10 years of work. In your 30s, start going down that runway, right? You don't need to take off. You don't need to fly with the aces. Just start going down that runway, right? Try to fly the plane or drive the plane, at least in a straight line, right? Try not to drive off the tracks, but you don't need to get up, right? In the plane, ever been on a plane, right? It bounces as you go. It's going to be a little bumpy. You don't need to fly at mach speed like a fighter jet. And then once you get up in the air, right? And then let the rest of your career take off. But it's a process. Like there's a reason careers are 30, 40, 50, right? Like, so figure out the process day to day. Don't worry too much. Don't worry too much about finding the light bulb or Fox speed. Just figure out what makes it, what's interesting, and start collecting the pieces that you want to be proud of in life around.
Thank you.
All right, man. Well, for sure. I appreciate the questions. I appreciate what you're doing. Good luck with your own personal journey. And if you ever want to chat on a one-to-one basis.
Thank you.
All right. Take care, man.
Thanks to everyone who's listening for choosing to spend your valuable time with this podcast. I hope you found this useful. To get notified about future episodes, please subscribe or follow Pathfinder 101 on Twitter, Instagram, or LinkedIn. Also, please visit Pathfinder101.com for more content. If the blog or podcast added some value to you, please like and share it with your friends and colleagues. Thanks again for your time, and have a great rest of your day.